Diana, you look so cute, and I look like a ratchet mess.
Diana, you do look cute, and Sarah, you do look like a ratchet mess. Welcome to episode 96 of the Top Shelf Podcast, and we'll get into your ratchetness in a second. But today we are talking about how to make your crush and or your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend jealous. We're going to, you know, we'll stick with girlfriends for now because we have two special ladies with us and they're going to refute everything that I have to say. And I'm sure Jose and Joshua will tag team with them and I will be the odd man out. We have Diana.
Hey.
And then her illustrious friend, her ratchet friend, Sarah.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, how are we doing? Ladies, are you prepared for this?
Here we go. I was born ready.
Are you absolutely sure? Because I am in the debating kind of mood, and I'm going to pull no punches.
Oh, really?
But before we get started, I want to go back to an episode that has really sparked some interest in our listeners and throughout the world, because we are worldwide, the 3-day rule. I don't know why this episode has specifically stuck out to everyone, but people are coming out of the woodwork to challenge me on the 3-day rule. And I'm going to tell you, I am not personally backing down from that. I think the 3-day rule, if you're any type of man, needs to stick. If you get a young woman's number on Saturday, you cannot contact her until Tuesday. Let's get that straight. If you contact her anytime before Tuesday, you've lost all the hands. And if you know anything about Seinfeld, the hand is everything. Ladies?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Well, I'm a huge Seinfeld fan myself personally, but I don't know about that one. I feel like, why does this have to be a game? Like, why does this have to be like Monopoly? Why does this have to be like cards? Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. I think we're all grown ass adult people. Like, there's no need for games anymore. Like, if you're interested in the girl, then I just say, like, go after it, because I'm going to say, like, the corniest phrase ever, like, Drake loves this phrase. I'm not a Drake fan, but YOLO, because you never know what the
future is. Wait, what is?
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, especially, like, if you're interested in her.
Okay. Yeah. Diana, you have any thoughts on that?
Or him, for that matter. If a girl gets a guy's number, why does she have to wait? Like,
That's fine.
I don't do gender bias. I don't do gender roles here. I think everybody's equal.
So I have more of a question than I do, like, because I'm basically just going to reiterate what everybody else has been saying.
Yeah.
But did you always go by this rule?
No, just as I became more of a idiot savant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I stressed the word idiot.
Idiot savant, like, who's on first?
No, who's on second? What's on first?
Oh,
you were close.
All right, let's get into our tonight's topic in episode 96. We are talking about how to make her, your crush or your ex-girlfriend jealous. It's a couple simple tactics, and I'm gonna put them out there for you, and then I hopefully we'll get a little debate out of the four beautiful people I'm staring at on Zoom. Number one, so this is going to go two ways. Number one is going to go two ways, so I'll do one, and then two will be kind of similar. But number one is post everything you are doing on social media, whether it's you're going to the gym, you're at a restaurant, you go out with your friends, you're sitting by the beach, you're reading a book, whatever. The point is you want to make her see that you are still active, you're still living your life, you're still going out with your friends, and the fact that you broke up or she won't give you the time of day, or if it's your crush, let her see that you're a fun, outgoing person and that you are able to do things without her, really grinds their gears and goes up their ass sideways.
So I actually have personal experience with this.
Oh, boy.
Let us have it.
So I was in a relationship for many years, as a few of you know. I don't think everybody knows this here, but I was in a relationship for about 12 years. And we did not have, 12 years. I was with him from, I was 19 to almost 30, like about, but yeah, whatever. Anyway, so we on and off talked after that. But anyways, so we were together. No, like I can honestly say most of my even like high school little stupid relationships and stuff, never had jealousy issues. I'm not a very jealous person. Actually, I'm not jealous at all. Usually I'm protective, but not jealous. But he was not jealous at all. Like if I was like, oh, I'm going to hang with Lenny, he'd be like, okay, cool, have fun. Like he was not, if I was like, oh, this is my friend so-and-so, he met guy friends of mine, blah, blah, blah. But when we broke up, that's when it went into like, I saw sides of him I never saw before. He would text me. He would try to FaceTime me to see who I was hanging with. Even like we weren't even together anymore. We're just friendly. And I would be, actually, I was with Laura, Lenny. And he used to try, or Jerrica, and he used to try FaceTiming me to see where I'd be at.
And I mean, Lenny used to do that to me when I went to another restaurant too. So, I mean,
right? Yeah, but they're checking up on you. And if people commented on my social media, he would like make comments back to people. He would be like, oh, not like to them directly, but he would be like, oh, you know, everybody, you have your little posse and this and that, and just makes nice comments. So it's really funny how what it's just funny how it definitely triggers, I feel, more when people break up, because it's like it was like a complex because he couldn't be with me anymore and blah 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 and all that stuff. So
before someone else responds, you pretty much just said I'm a genius. Anyone else want to comment on I'm posting as much as social media to make them jealous? Sarah, any thoughts?
I mean, I never, like, I've always, like, posted, like, crazy, crazy, crazy on social media, everything that I was doing, like, every second of the day, like, but as I've gotten older, I've kind of, like, decided that I want to have a more private life, so I don't post as much on social media. I don't know if I would say that I per se got jealous of anything, a guy that I was in a relationship posted, or even an ex on social media. I think it was more so like, I was like, okay, you're in a relationship with me. I don't want you talking to like anybody from your past. Like there's no need to, I don't care if you have like your friends that are girls that you've known for years. I was more so like, annoyed and aggravated one particular time when an ex-boyfriend of mine, he got really hurt and really injured. I don't know. He fell off of something and he ended up with a concussion, and we ended up in the hospital one night, and his cousin kept calling him and I had to field phone calls. So I had his phone. I made a cardinal rule sin, and I went through his phone and I noticed that he had texted a girl, and I was like, which was his ex. And I was like, oh, hell no. I'm like, we've been together for X number of months. I've known him practically my whole life because we went to school together, like high school. And I'm like, here I am holding him down and he's texting her. I'm like, no. So we had a very heated discussion about it, but I don't know. As far as social media is concerned, I really don't have an opinion about that. I don't know if I really get jealous. I think I more so get mad and pissed off and heated about things.
Same shit. Whether you like it or not, it's the same exact thing. Jealousy and anger, it's the same thing when it comes to those situations.
Is that the person that just contacted recently?
Yes, just contacted recently. So, the blue.
So like, off topic, but not really. Said person that she's talking about randomly hit her up after they haven't been in a relationship for over 10 years and haven't spoke since. How weird is that, guys?
Well, someone wants a piece
of booty. Sounds like karma.
Kind of, a little.
It was weird.
Sarah said, though, that the best way to make her jealous is to let her see a text message in your phone from another girl. Right? Yeah, social media probably. Or a text message in your phone that you sent or received from an ex.
Yeah, so
there you
I
go,
would
Lenny.
Say that.
Put that on your list.
It's actually on my list. It was number four. So I got to cross that out.
I don't think that. Oh, sorry, Lenny. I didn't mean to, like.
No, that's it's all good. It's
you
all good.
Help them along. That's the whole point.
Yeah. So what was going to bounce off that is this is going to be a little bit of, you know, a couple of points bunched into one is stay off social media and then do something for yourself, like excel at an extracurricular activity. Go to the gym and work out. Learn to play an instrument. Get a new job. Buy a new car. Do something else. So when the next time – and you're not putting anything on social media. So the next time you see her or run into one of her friends, they see you and you're buff and you look good. You got a fresh haircut. You grew a beard out. You learned to play the guitar. You bought a new car. Whatever the case is, that person is like, oh, my God, I haven't seen this person in 3 months. And look how amazing they're doing in life. You know, their beard looks full and sexy, a little bit of gray, goddammit. Or they got a new job and they're excelling, they're making more money than ever. Or they bought a new car, they're fitter, they lost some weight. Like how amazing is that? That you didn't even put your weight loss on social media, but the next time her or her friend sees you, you're a little leaner and a little more fit. And you're looking good, or you got a fresh pair of glasses on, anything like that. Josh, what do you think?
Those are all valid. You know, I wonder why we're trying to make this person jealous to begin with anyway. And like, I mean, if you want to be with somebody, then be with them. But, you know, that you always know that that's the route that I'm going to take on this type of stuff when you want to talk about these types of subjects. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and try to make somebody jealous. I'm just going to live my life.
Right.
But I think that when it comes to relationships or trying to be in a relationship, the best way to make yourself desirable is to have a full and fulfilled life on your own. And then you can, you know, help to fulfill somebody else's life. I don't know that you need to put on any show. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, of course, if you post a ton of cool stuff on social media, somebody who's a jealous type of person is going to be jealous about that. You know right. what I mean? That's what jealous people do. They get jealous. And if they see you happy with somebody else, oh my God, that's the easiest way to make anybody jealous. Be happy with somebody else, move on. And you know, I don't think that you need to go out of your way. If you're happy in another relationship, a jealous person is going to be jealous beyond belief. But again, I always wonder why we want to make somebody jealous anyway. Like if we're moving on and we're going to do our own thing anyway, unless you want that person back, well, then I think your energies and your efforts should be focused on getting that person back.
Well, and that's the thing.
Mostly
is that you
just
you
bettering yourself.
For attention.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right. I don't. Yeah.
It may be not the right way for some people to get to get the other person's attention, but these methods work into getting.
No doubt.
Some attention.
No doubt. In the spirit of the topic, I do agree that people like a jealous ex is going to be all over your social media account. They can't help it.
God.
They absolutely can't help it. But the best way that you can just do that without the social media is just to work on yourself the best way that you can. Make yourself the best you possibly can. Make yourself, you know, as desirable as possible. And if you really, if your efforts at making that person are jealous are really because you want them back, I don't think you really want to make them jealous. Then you want to make them want you again.
Right.
You know, and the best way you can do that is by making your own life better than it's ever been. Make yourself as good as you possibly can. You don't have to worry about your social media account. You don't have to worry about, you know, them seeing a text message by accident or, you know, other people talking about you. Just make yourself, you know, the best version of yourself you possibly can, and they'll come back around if that's what you really want. But if you really just want to make them jealous, then have fun and go after all the social media shit and get on TV or, you know, make a lot of money. You know, of course, that finances make people real jealous. When they find out you're doing better than them, or you marry up, or I mean, that just drives people crazy. People cannot stand to see somebody doing better than them. Wow. Mostly financially.
Mm-hmm. Jose, any thoughts on this? So I know you had to log off real fast, but the comment was, my suggestion was, don't put anything on social media, and then, but work on yourself. Go to the gym, find a new hobby, get a better job, buy a new car, whatever. And then next time they see you or a friend sees you, they're reporting back to her like, hey, Jose is looking dapper. He lost 50 pounds. He did this. He did Y. And now that gets the girl's brain thinking like, oh, what the hell did I do? What was I doing to Jose that made him not this? I'm just using your name as an example. You are beautiful. But what was I doing, Jose, to make him not work out or get a new job? Like, and it gets their brains going real rapid, brother.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to make someone jealous and you get out of a relationship, you always have to work on yourself. And it's always like that first month where, you know, someone dumps you or you break up. You're like, what did I do? How did that go wrong? Like Josh, like self-reflect for a little bit. And then you just like, you know what? It's go time. And, you know, sometimes it's a dramatic family thing, or sometimes you just look in the mirror and you're like, wow. Or there's, you know, you break up with a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you're like, fuck it, I'm going to hit the ground running and I'm going to lose all this weight and work on myself and do all this stuff. And yeah, it makes people jealous. And, you know, yeah, spite isn't usually the way that people should go, but that's how the world works. And most people are like that. And social media now is a mofo. You know, me, I'm very ladies for you to the show. I'm the oldest one here. So back then when I had like AOL Instant Messenger, we didn't really get to see a lot of people face to face like you can now on Tinder and all this other shit that everyone has. Lenny's still trying to get people to slide into his DMs publicly on our show. But it's just, yeah, work on yourself, like Josh said. And, you know, karma's going to come back. If it's that person dumped you for someone else and they see you dropping weight and you're better and you're happier the next time they see you, or a friend of a friend sees you, or a cousin or their parents or whatever, and they're like, wow, they looked really good, that's going to bite them in the ass and they're going to want to come back. And then that's when you could say, karma's a bitch and I'm good. I'm at a great place right now and I don't need you.
You see how everything always circles back to karma, Joshua?
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that exactly what karma is, Lenny?
Mm-hmm. So I got one more and then we're going to circle back to the problems making someone jealous, what problems you can cause by trying to make someone jealous. So last one is dress the best you possibly can. It's no secret that when you get in a relationship and you're comfortable, or you're just comfortable in your own skin, you dress like a hobo 90% of the time. You're going to Walmart, you're wearing your pajamas. You're wearing a hoodie all the time. You're not simply dressed your best. When you want to get
Diana out on that,
because she's wearing a hoodie right now.
This is a hoodie.
I know it's I see it, but she's wearing a hoodie. It just made my point.
She's in Musquamica like every 4 hours. Every time she posts something, she's at Musquamica Beach.
I think, like, do you like live at Musquamica Beach? Like,
I wish.
If you're trying to make Lenny jealous, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, she's like sunrise at Musquamica, lunch with the girls at Musquamica, dinner at Musquamica, sunset at Musquamica.
I'm also at Musquamica again.
I'll switch it up one of these days.
No, don't. It's the best.
I'll be there in a couple weeks. I'll give you a shout out when I get there. I'll be there in a couple weeks.
I want you guys to look your best at all times, because when you look your best, you feel your best and you're most confident. And when they see you, or their friend sees you, or you post something on social media and you're looking dapper, she's going to be like, oh my God, last time I saw this dude, he was hoodied and sweatpants out wearing Nikes. Now
oh, wait
wearing
a second. Hold on.
Hold on. No, so this means I can't wear my house dress, quote unquote, to Target?
No.
Not if you're trying to make somebody jealous. Dresses. You can wear whatever you want. We're talking about in times of trying to create jealousy.
Sarah. From North Provolone, I'm gonna wear my house dress to Target.
Sarah, I'm telling you, don't wear your house dress even in your house anymore.
Yeah,
it's not even cool to wear in your house anymore.
Hold on. What about gray sweatpants on a dude? Sarah.
No. There's a saying, dress for the job you want, not for the job you have, right? Always dress to impress. I don't care where you're going. Listen, there are times in your life where you just wake up, you need to go to Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee. I get it. But if you are literally leaving your house for hours upon time, be prepared. Take off the stupid Nikes, put on a pair of double monk straps, wear some nice jeans, wear a nice shirt, and go out and seize the day. Make sure you're watching a belt that match and go out and seize the day. Enough of looking like a slob just because you're comfortable or she broke up with you or whatever the case may be. Dress your best, and I promise you that when she sees you or her friend sees you, they're going to report back to her and saying how good you look, that you've lost weight, you got a new job, you're dressing better than you ever have, and your social media account is on fire. Go ahead, Diana. I see you raise your hand like we're in school.
No. I was going fire. No, you were like fire.
I actually, I'm going to sneak in one more, and this one's going to cause a lot of shit before we log off. I want everyone out there, if you're trying to make someone jealous, to take a picture with a young woman who is nothing more than a friend or an acquaintance and let it be known.
Yeah. 100%.
100%. Yep. You know in your heart, and it's the only heart that matters, that she's just a friend. But everyone else in the universe will be quick to judge and say, oh, hey, Joshua, I'm going to go back to like episode 3 we did at your house. Your dog, so at the same time, I had Alexis, and your dog is named Lexi. I called my dog, my car Lexi, and I said something on our show.
R.I.P. Lexi.
I said something on our show like, oh, I'm in love with Lexi, or Lexi's on my lap, or whatever the case was. I got 55 messages right after that show saying, oh, you're dating a girl named Lexi. That's cute. It's the same scenario. You put a picture on social media or Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat of you and your best friend, you and your sister, you and your cousin, you and some stranger at Target after you're looking your best. And it happens to be another female, I'm telling you, it will make her mind explode. Someone give me their thoughts about that.
100%.
I have to agree with you because when was it, Diana, when did I go to Clearwater?
Last year.
Or was it the year before? I think it was
I was going to say that's irrelevant.
Time frames are irrelevant.
Well, anyways, I went to Clearwater. I had a date with this gentleman that lived in Tampa. I posted the picture on social media, and lo and behold, I came home, and this guy that has been in and out of my life probably since 2012, I think 2013, hit me up, texted me, blowing up my spot, all this other stuff, and we were never in a relationship. We were always in a friendship. It was always like a little bit more than friends. We connected on an intellectual level. And I couldn't understand where the jealousy was coming from because I had gone to Miami. I don't know if it was the same year, but I went with girls and I posted all pictures of me and the girls in Miami. And the same thing happened while I was down in Miami. He's hitting me up like crazy. And I'm like, I don't understand where this jealousy is coming from. We've never been in a relationship.
What do we call those pictures?
He blows me off, but the same dude blows me off for a wedding last year.
What do we call those pictures?
Thirst trap pic.
So here's your problem is that you did what I'm talking about subconsciously and it worked, but then it backfired on you because you gave him all your attention and then he fucking stabbed you in the back by not taking you to that wedding.
Yes, correct.
Karma. I swear I'm supposed to be a dude.
Joshua, did you say karma?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just one way. That's one way jealousy can backfire. You know, using jealousy as a ploy to get her or him to be interested in you can backfire on you. And the biggest way it can backfire on you is that if you post pictures of you and another guy, which could be harmless, or you're at the gym, or you're at parties, you're out with your friends, you're doing all these different activities, you're going, you're looking good, you got a new job, and all of a sudden she retaliates and she posts something, or she's caught in public with another dude. Crickets.
What's that word again? What's karma? The word again? Starts with a K.
Karma.
Rhymes with your mama.
I don't get this. So anyone who hasn't listened, so on Thursday we posted an episode strictly based off karma, and it's pretty much based off me. So that's why that word has come up so often, because our latest episode was on karma, and I suggest you go back and read it, listen to it, because you're going to know how it affects you. When you don't think it affects you, it is affecting you. Josh, what are you going to say?
Yeah, 100%, Lenny. You're nailing it, man. So you were talking about posting pictures, though, or posting a picture with somebody that's not doesn't necessarily need to be like a romantic thing. But I think that the easiest way to make somebody jealous, and I don't think it's right to involve other people in your relationship drama, but is to date and let it be known that you're dating people. Like nothing will make a man or woman jealous easier. So they don't care what you're wearing or what job you have or what car you're driving or what you post on social media. If they find out that you're dating other people, I mean, that gives them the butterflies, dude. They're going to want you back.
How bad is that, ladies? How bad does that piss you off?
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, like?
When there's someone that you like and you've been trying your ass off using any tactic, whether it's just jealousy tactic or whatever, and then all of a sudden you log in or you run into a CVS and you see Tom with another woman.
So, like I said, I'm not one to be jealous. Don't get me wrong. Everybody has jealous tendencies or something. Nobody's perfect. But I get more, I want to say, disappointed than I would jealous. It's more of like a disappointment, especially if, depending on the situation, like if it's somebody that you're Googling over that you never even really had a chance with, then that's on you. Joke's on you, sister, because like, why are you, like, you're getting upset and there was nothing ever there. But if there was something there, or you felt like there was something there, and then this kind of goes back into the whole game playing crap. So like, if there was something there, and then all of a sudden they either A, ghost you, or they're trying to talk to you and you see them out talking to somebody else. Well, there you go. So it's just,
so if you let me back this up. If you saw an ex at, I don't know.
Well, that wasn't the question. It wasn't an ex.
I'm asking you a question. If you saw an ex at Musquamakit on the beach, you just broke up less than a week ago, and he's already on the beach with some other chick, you'd just be disappointed in him. You wouldn't be upset and be like, all right, I'm gonna try to get this motherfucker back.
I would be, so it depends on the situation. I would be disappointed because obviously he didn't give a shit if he only waited a week. Then I'd be like, why do I even want to, like, I would want to get him back by, like you guys originally said, looking good and blah, 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 in that sense. But I wouldn't want to get him back, like, to get him back. Like, I don't want him back. Fuck that. Obviously, you don't care.
I have to agree with Diana and echo that. And I have to also add that I don't think I've ever wanted an ex back. I think that I ripped it off like a Band-Aid and was like, deuces, I'm out. Like, I don't think that I could ever say, and I think Diana would agree with me, that I never wanted an ex back, and I was cool with that. And for the most part, I kept them on social media probably to an extent. And then after that, I was like, sayonara, you got to go. See you later. You're blocked. Goodbye. Because that it was what it was. But I feel like, yeah, if like I saw an ex out or a guy that I was talking to or in a relationship with, or like even dating, and they were involved with someone so quickly, I would be like, was this person there the whole time? Like,
honestly, I would be petty patty and go right up to them and be like, hi, But that would be me.
Of course you would. But how
that's
would
you jealousy.
When you walked away, you'd be like, son of a bitch. It's called jealousy. Jose's right. It's called jealousy.
No, I wouldn't be son of a bitch. I'd be like, deuces, he's your problem now.
The guy that you've been chasing on social media this whole time is all of a sudden someone else's problem?
Right.
Who said I was chasing? When did we say we were chasing them on social media?
This is the whole point. The whole episode was tactics.
No, I know, but originally, right, but originally, you just deterred from it like a million times. This original question that we were just going over in the last 2 minutes was, first off, it wasn't even an ex in the beginning. You said that it was somebody that you were interested in. Then it turned into an ex. So
well, Jose threw a curveball at you.
Yes.
See, it depends. For me, I'll get jealous. I think it depends on how the breakup was done. Like, if it was sudden and out of left field, then yes. But if I was blindsided, in other words, but if I saw it coming, like, all right, I got it. I understand. I had time to process it. And I think that the first example that I just gave you, the former versus the latter, I think that's where, I think that's where the jealousy comes in. But I think the jealousy is part of being hurt. Like, the hurt evolves into jealousy, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what comes into play for me.
So, after the 3-day rule, and you're already pissed off the guy for not contacting you for 3 days, and then all of a sudden he's posting the most craziest shit on social media, this relationship is just not going to work for you, Sarah.
Well, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would say that. It depends. Like, if I just met you and we had no ties, whatever. But if we had gone on a first date, I don't know. Like, it depends on how the date went. If the date went really well on both our parts, like, mutually, then I would kind of be like, what the hell is he doing posting all this crazy shit 3 days later? You know what I'm saying? But if the date went bad on both parts, then whatever.
You don't care.
No, I don't care.
Well, like I said, the whole thing with the 3-day thing, like, if you're interested in somebody, it's not going to hurt you to say, hey, it was nice meeting you, or hey, I had a nice night, like, depending on if you just met them or had a date, and just leave it at that. If you keep going back and forth and you incessantly text, which I've had problems with doing, which I've learned to control myself, but, like, when you do that, I can see... Well, I can't see it. Sorry. I can see, like, that being a problem. Or, like, to me, I think, guy, girl, whatever, if you contact somebody the night of and are like, great time with you, blah, 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 that's it. That's nice. That's being polite. That's being a gentleman or whatever. Next morning, if you say, good morning, have a good day, end of story. That's it. That's great. It just means they're thinking of you and they obviously have some kind of attraction towards you. I feel like if you're waiting 3 days and you don't hear from somebody from 2 days after you just met them, I'm either going to think, A, you really aren't that interested in me, or B, you're playing the field. I'm not the only person you've seen in 3 days. If you're on a social site like friggin' Bumble or something, I'm going to think you got 3 other dates lined up in those 3 days, and you're going to pick by who you like the best on that third day.
That's what Lenny wants. Exactly. That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
That's exactly what he wants. He lines people up.
That's exactly what
he
wants. So that's why he loves the 3-day rule.
Listen, if you guys, if anyone's been listening to us from the beginning and you've been following our tactics, it's exactly what's happening in your life right now. It's exactly how it's lining up. I've been preaching not to settle down to anyone while Josh and Jose and Nick at one point were telling you, no, be in love. No. Follow my rules. Follow our rules.
Be in love. They're the ones that are married.
And you can live a prosperous life.
They're married and lead a prosperous life.
I know they're
prosperous. I can't even say it.
Sorry. Listen, they're my
prosperous life.
They're my contradiction. But you have to wait 3 days to listen to our next episode because we got to sign off now. And let me do some.
I'm still waiting for my T-shirt.
It's next room over. He is JoshG1226 on Instagram and Snapchat.
Boom, boom.
Down to my right-hand corner, he is JiggaMan3131 on Instagram and Snappy. Sarah, do you want to sound yourself off?
Hi. It was great being on the show. I had so much fun. Italian, Irish, and Armenian representing North Providence. The 02904. I'm on Instagram too at Hollywood_10184.
And that's how you do it. Diana, I don't know how you're going to follow up with that.
I can't. I can't. If you don't already know, now you know.
Oh, well, I'm the Beyonce of North Providence, so I'm sorry. Go ahead, Duck.
The Beyonce of North Providence. And guess what? You just made Josh, Jose, and Diana jealous of that outro. We love you guys. Fantastic. Have a great night.
That was fantastic.
North Providence.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.